Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high, be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. For your glory, be lifted high.
Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today. We are coming at you on a beautiful Saturday morning from 11 to 12. And, you know, I just had my birthday. And I just had a lot of wonderful food. Cake, ice cream, pizza, and Chinese food. But I don't think I was doing myself very healthy. Yeah, we're going to talk today about health and wellness. And our guest is Jen Brooks. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Curtis. Thank you for having me on.
So what I just described to you, is that health? Is that good food for my system? Or am I way out there?
You know, once in a while, it's totally fine. But I know when I overindulge in pizza and ice cream, which I do, I have two young toddlers, I just don't feel fantastic. So it's my job to help people have that less often and fuel their bodies the way they really need to the majority of the time.
How is that possible? How have you been able to do that?
Oh my gosh, through trial and error. I could talk for hours about all the things I used to do wrong with food. So hopefully today I'll give you guys some great tips on how to make it livable.
And how did you change? What changed in you? You can talk about that throughout the hour, but what briefly brought you to what you're doing?
It was really by not feeling good on a daily basis. Due to the poor lifestyle choices I made with food, I used to eat a lot of low-fat products and food-like products. I just felt crummy all the time. I had really bad stomach issues. I had sciatica, migraines, everything under the sun, and I just never attributed all of that to food. I thought it was from sitting in an office, but truly it was all food-based. And so just re-educating myself on the right foods to eat most of the time and without feeling deprived, because I'm really against diets. So just relearning some of the necessities to help myself and families and my clients feel better.
Who are you? Bring us a little bit of information about who you are.
My name is Jen Brooks, and I am a proud mother of two boys, Liam and Tyler. Tyler just turned 3 on Christmas, and Liam's 4.5. And I'm a wife to my amazing husband, Charles Brooks. And we live here in Butte County up in Paradise. And I'm a stay-at-home mom and an entrepreneur alongside that. And I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spend most of my days with my kiddos. Then I work part-time at my business, help people make good choices and good livings.
Now, your business. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your business.
My business is called Arbonne. It's Arbonne International. It's a health and wellness business that's actually been around since 1980. And with Arbonne, I teach people how to take more toxins out of their everyday products, like their personal care products, and just teach them a better way, and I just educate people how to read labels. You know, when they're looking for their skincare, when they're looking for their baby care, for their shampoo and conditioner, and especially for their food, just really picking up a package, turning it over, understanding what's good, understanding what's harmful, known carcinogens, and really learning that the U.S. guidelines on products aren't guidelines at all. I mean, they really don't protect us. So in Arbonne, luckily, we are from a European heritage, so our products have to hold to extremely high European standards. And so even though the U.S. doesn't hold to those standards, I can teach people products that they can buy right here that are better for themselves and their families.
There was a time, I'm sure, when that wasn't as important to you. And was there some health issues or some challenges with your health that you faced that brought you to the importance of doing this for people? Or how did God come into your life, and how did you know from Him that this was your call on your life to do this?
Well, a couple of years ago, after I had my second son, Tyler, there were a few things that were kind of missing in my life that I felt were really lacking. I was a stay-at-home mom and I was new in my business, but I really had a desire to get back into connection with a few things. The first one was music. I came to Chico originally in 1998 to get my bachelor's and my master's in music education, which I did. And I taught music for about 6 years alongside working full-time jobs. And then when I had my first son, Liam, I decided to not go back to work. And so that's when I started staying home with him and being a stay-at-home mom exclusively. And so throughout that course, I started my Arbonne business, but I didn't have any music in my life anymore. So that was the first out of three things that was a desire to bring back. So I started volunteering to go play at a retirement home in Paradise just to get in front of the piano again and bring music to elders, because I grew up doing that. A little bit of my background is when I grew up in Happy Valley outside Reading, I was very fortunate enough to be very family focused. We had my great grandparents live right next door to us, and they had a piano. And when I was four, I started taking piano lessons, and I played music over there every single day of my life. So, you know, I had always been playing for my great-grandparents and even my regular grandparents. They only lived a mile away, and she had an organ and a piano in her house as well. And so just having that part of my life every day, and then after graduating and teaching and then giving that up, I had no music, and I needed to be back with music because that's one way I can touch people. Because I did grow up pretty shy, but I could always play for people. If somebody put a microphone in front of me and asked me to sing, I would have dropped dead of embarrassment. But, you know, playing was always something that I enjoyed doing for other people. So that's what I started doing a couple of years ago to get that back into my life, was just volunteering at Feather Canyon up in Paradise. And that position didn't last there. So I moved on to an amazing retirement center up there called Sunshine Manor. And I get to play there every Sunday for almost 3 hours. And it brings me so much joy because I have these groups of elders 65 and up that just come out and listen to me play and request songs and just bring that nostalgia back. And a lot of my grandparents and great-grandparents aren't with me today. And so I know that God is using me in that sense, because even though I didn't know any gospel music because I wasn't raised in church, that was one of the requirements when I moved on over to Sunshine, is that they wanted me to play about three quarters gospel music. So I didn't have a clue where to start. So I asked a couple of my friends from Bible study, I'm like, can you guys please help me? I don't even know. Where do I start? So she sent me a list of about 50 songs. And so I went online and I learned them. And I started playing those at the retirement home. And I still get to play a lot of nostalgia and songs that won the war and all the songs my great-grandparents loved. But that was one of the things that was missing. And the second thing was being athletic again. Because once you have kids, you know, your body goes through a lot. So I got back into cycling because I'm at peace when I'm outside on my bike. So I brought that back in. But the third piece that was really missing for myself, and it didn't have to do with my family, it was really just about myself, was the spirituality piece.
If you don't mind me stopping you for a second.
Sure.
Yeah, let's get into that. So you've done a lot, and you're going to talk about how the Lord came into your life. So listeners, you are listening to Jen Brooks on KKXX, 9:30 a.m. Christ Today. So go ahead, Jen, give us out about you.
Okay. So I didn't have a clue where to start spiritually. I really didn't. I had gone to church twice, I think, growing up with my aunt. And other than that, it was just kind of a mystery to me. My mom had went to Catholic school, but she wasn't a fan. And I don't think my dad ever talked about church. So I wasn't ready to just jump into church. That was too intimidating for me. But I love education. And I knew a lot of people who took like religious studies in college. I personally didn't. And so I missed out on that opportunity. So I decided to take it upon myself to meet some people that were involved in the church. And I was going to a mom's group at the CMA church up in Paradise. And it's called Mom Spot. And we go the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, except for the summer. And there were a lot of Christians in that room. And so I just got to know them over the last couple years. But one of them became an Arbonne client of mine. So I was dropping off a sample to her house. And it's a funny story because I didn't know this particular person's position in the church. I just knew she was one of the coordinators for this big mom's group. When I dropped off that sample, I did something that was outside my personal comfort zone. And I actually asked if I could come in. And I asked this girl, her name's Christina, and I asked her, you know what, Christina, I feel like spirituality is really missing from my life. do you think you could guide me in that way and kind of get me started somewhere? And so she said, sure, you want to come into my office and first of all, I'll pray for you. And second of all, I'll invite you to come to Bible study. And I said, okay, that sounds great, because it's a women's Bible study. And what I love about it is that it's all age ranges. And like I talked about, elders are very important in my life. And so the fact that it was going to be, you know, teens all the way to women in their 80s and 90s really excited me, because I think there's so much experience that you can gain from learning other people's stories. But she did. She invited me into her office that day, and this was about 2 years ago. And she prayed with me, and she gave me the book for the upcoming Bible study, which was going to start in about a week. And I was nervous, but I said, why not? You know, this is exactly what I asked for. Mm-hmm. I happen to play piano at the care home on Sunday mornings, so I actually don't go to church on Sunday mornings. I go do that instead, which kind of fits nicely.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
You just do church differently on Sundays. Your church is you, but you yep. go to and perform and have church for those that can't go to a church.
Exactly.
Which is just as important as you being in a regular church, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was, there's the coordinator at Sunshine, that was one of his goals with me playing gospel music, is because many of those residents are homebound. They cannot leave those facilities. And so he loves the fact that I can bring some of the gospels to them. So you're exactly right on that. So I did. I started that Bible study, and that year my life just really became a lot more full, because I had Bible study in my life where I didn't know a thing. I was really just gleaning from these other women and their knowledge. But I also got that health picture back with just getting out on the road on my bike more, and then lastly with, you know, just that camaraderie of the women of all different ages.
So how has your life changed as a result of doing all that?
It's just really brought more meaningful relationships into my life. I feel like I have something to offer a lot of people. And something we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks in the current Bible study I'm doing is fellowship. And that hadn't really dawned on me what that even meant before. But just being together as women and just adding something of value to each other's life, knowing that we're all here for a reason and here to help one another.
And do you have any future goals or any future ideas or desires or things that you see the Lord doing in your life here soon, or to help more people? Or are you pretty where you're where you're supposed to be, or?
Oh, that's a good question, Curtis. I know I am where I'm supposed to be. I have big goals. My family, we are big-time dreamers now, and we know what we want to do. But right now, I know I'm on the right path. I get to help people every single day through my business and through piano and just being an entrepreneur and controlling the time. Like, I design my own hours every single day. And that's a blessing for me, because if I need to go sit with a friend who's having a hard time at 9 a.m., I can. I can make myself free. But I also have really big goals. I want to encourage people to have those same type of life. That's my job. I know it's my job to help people see that they can do things exactly like I'm doing, to give them that freedom of time choice. But one of my really big goals and dreams with my personal family is to be retiring my husband in the next year to year and a half, so he can be on all the field trips with my boys and I, and it's not just me being the lucky one getting to see the kids at the pumpkin patch, because he's entrepreneur-minded too, and I know that he's such a hard worker, but he deserves to be home with us, out with us, going somewhere on a Wednesday out of town before everybody else goes on Saturday. You know, that's really important to me, for us to do that type of thing and travel together and be able to be at our extended family's places anytime we need to be.
So you've talked a lot about you. So how can you take the average mom or the average woman out there today and just speak to them and minister to them, giving them some encouragement, some things you could say to them? We've got quite a bit of time left on the air.
Sure. So I do help a lot of moms. Luckily, my business allows me to do that in multiple avenues. The first one is with my education on food. And I love this part of Arbonne, because I have learned how to be a whole foods eater, and I can turn around and give all my clients that same information. And as you know, I mean, we did a one-on-one about eating a whole foods lifestyle. And my job is now to take moms especially and run them through the grocery store really quick, take them to Trader Joe's, take them to Safeway, wherever they can afford, and give them this Whole Foods list and say, here's the deal. I used to eat like this. This didn't work. Here's how our family eats now, and most of my families eat now, and it works. Our kids are healthy. Our kids are staying full. They're not having this sugar crash. And I'm teaching them to get healthy protein in their kids early in the morning instead of just carby cereals and toast that will convert to sugar. And it means so much for me to educate moms and families, not just moms, anybody that goes to the grocery store. Because when you teach families how to shop, you're changing generations, because you're not just teaching one person. You're teaching that person's kids, because the kids are often there. And those kids are going to know what to buy. When we go to Trader Joe's, they have kids carts. And my son Liam pushes his little kids cart, and he knows all the stuff we buy. He puts in the quinoa. He puts in the Greek yogurt. He puts in the herbs. Hey, Mom, can I have this? And he'll put it in before I even say, oh, hey, go grab that. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see. He knows exactly how to make our whole wheat banana muffin from scratch, because he makes it with me weekly. You know, that's what I want to teach moms, is get their kids involved in that. Use our shopping guides, and which will help them kind of get rid of the plain pastas. You know, there's so many good alternatives, like the brown rice pasta. We have a family with little kids. We don't expect you to stop eating pastas. Just choose a better form of it. And since I've tried them all, I feel like I have value to add to them, because I know which ones are great and I know which ones aren't so great, and they're too chewy and they don't make good pasta salads, you know. So I love being able to help moms in that. But I also know what it's like to be on a budget, because that's primarily why I started my business 4 years ago, is because we were not making it month to month. And so I teach them how to shop for foods on a budget, and then on Sundays have an hour prep time to actually, if you have the oven on to roast a meatloaf, throw a chicken in there too. You know, throw other things in while you're already using that heat. And that way you'll have those meats all ready to go for the kids' lunches, so they're not just eating peanut butter every single day. You know, and just making use of your time, because what's in your fridge is what you'll eat. And so if I teach them how to take that hour on Sunday and make extra brown rice, make some extra brown rice pasta, make some yams, and just have them ready in the fridge, that those are their new fast food. Those are the go-to foods, because they're already cooked. And I teach people, I got this wonderful idea from my friend and mentor in Arbonne named Tiffany Ansel. When she travels, she layers her food bags in the car. So, you know, her snack is right on top. And so after her snack's gone, and if it's a multiple hour trip, her lunch, it's right below it, you know. And I just love that idea of just being more prepared. So I love giving those tips to moms so they don't feel like they have to go run through In-N-Out.
So being prepared really does matter.
Oh, yes, more than anything.
And you are... From you and I talking, you're very opposed to fast food, to eating out and stuff. How can the average mother really, let's say she doesn't have a lot of time on Sundays, what are some other things she can do to be more prepared for her and her family for their meals throughout the week, instead of eating out these fast food places or these unhealthy places that you would consider unhealthy? I mean, granted, I'm a diabetic and I should consider them unhealthy too, but I know eating out is unhealthy. So what are some ideas or some practical ways for them to prepare so they can eat healthier and they can be better prepared for their families to eat healthier?
There's tons of websites out there now that have like a week's worth of meal planning, and it doesn't have to be a Sunday. It just has to be about an hour any day of the week you want, and just to pre-cook that stuff. Because I know on a busy night, if it's 5 o'clock and we have meat in the freezer that's not defrosted, we're not going to eat it. We're not going to take the time to defrost it. So just thinking about your meal at least a day ahead of time, because then your chicken's already defrosted in the fridge, ready to throw on the barbecue, you know, instead of having to wait. And I mean, we're very on time with our kids. We're very scheduled. Like, dinner's always around 6, you know, and so it doesn't have to be Sundays, but just taking that time once a week or so. But then, you know, asking for help with those food guides. I have a month's worth of recipes I can give somebody any day, and it has the shopping list right next to it, the how to make it, and it's all clean eating foods, and it all tastes good. It's real food. And regarding eating out, we do eat out once every week or 2 weeks. We just don't prefer fast food other than technically In-N-Out, because a lot of the fast food restaurants just don't use real food. It's just full of food-like products, you know? And so In-N-Out is like a treat every once in a while. If we're going to go have Mexican, it's not going to be at Taco Bell. It's actually going to be at an authentic taco truck or something like that, where they're actually braising their meat for a couple days and not just having something come out of some frozen food bag or dried refried beans that they add water to.
How do you do your research to find out what's what with these restaurants or these places that you go to?
There's some really good sites out there called foodrenegade.com. She's a little over the top. But foodbabe.com also. She goes to all of the popular restaurants and does extremely detailed breakdowns for you, so you know what's in their chicken, where do they source it from, everything like that. And all of these results are published. I mean, you do have to do your own research, but just know that if food is dirt cheap, like really dirt cheap, it's most likely not going to be good for you. And, you know, so I wouldn't buy into the McDonald's and Burger King thing. Like, if you can get a whole meal for a dollar, what are you really getting, you know?
That's right. You've got to really look at what you're getting, what you're paying for. I mean, doesn't sound like a burger's bad for a buck, but are you really getting a bunch of junk, or are you getting something healthy? You want to put health stuff in your body. I'm a diabetic, so I wish I would have had someone like you come along 3 or 4 years ago to help me. But you've got people out there today, and they're like, well, I don't even know where to get started. I don't even know how to get started. Everything you're saying is great. It's good news and stuff. But take them along how they can get started.
Well, they can contact me for one, because I share my food guides with anybody who's really interested in making a change for their families. But it's really all about what to buy at the grocery store. Get on some good clean eating sites. Gracious Pantry, 100daysofrealfood.com. These are sites that have recipes for any type of family out there. It's not sponsored by my company. It's just real food websites. I don't go by a paleo lifestyle in my family because we see a lot of value in brown rice and beans and quinoa, and they don't particularly like grains, which is totally fine. But we do still use a lot of paleo recipes, but we may add, you know, a grain to it or beans on the side.
Can you discuss what you just said, that word
paleo?
Can you go a little bit into that?
And not too much. I am not an expert on that. It is more of a protein lifestyle and going back to what they would have eaten, you know, back in the caveman time, and things that are already out there and not manufactured. It's all real food.
Okay. So, you do a lot of book reading and stuff too, right?
I do.
So you want to talk about some of your favorite books and maybe some quotes and stuff? We've still got a half hour.
Sure. Reading is a big part of my life now. Luckily, I was introduced to some amazing books in the last few years from some of my mentors. The books that my husband and I tend to read really have a lot to do with personal growth and paying it forward and just kind of like life lessons. So I read a lot of John Gordon books. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
No, maybe you could talk a little bit about him and maybe some of the stuff that he's written.
Sure. He is an amazing author that I just started reading about a year ago. And his books range from The No Complaining Rule, which I love, which gives people and companies a different way of looking at problems. And he warrants complaints, but he guides people to actually make solutions. Like if they do have a complaint or a concern, as long as that person brings that complaint up with a couple, you know, resolutions in mind. So it's all about problem solving, which is amazing. And they have these no complaining rule signs up all over the place. And it's just a really, really great book for companies. A couple other favorites of his that I absolutely love. One of them is called The Carpenter. And The Carpenter just is all about learning how to live your life in this love, serve, and care motto. Because a lot of people live in fear. And if you switch that fear and turn it into love instead and just serving people, like anyone I meet every day, I want to know, how can I serve them? With my business, I think, how can I serve them? Do they need help with their skin? Do they need help with their health? Do they suffer from something like irritable bowel? You know, like I want to know how I can help them, or I want to know if I can help them financially because this business has changed my life. You know, so it's that motto of being a servant heart leader. And then care. I mean, nothing goes, you know, the companies out there that care about their employees and the companies out there that care about their clients. And then he also writes books called like The Energy Bus, which is wonderful. And they even have it for kids. Another favorite of mine is Training Camp. And I think this is a really good book for anybody who wants to know, how do the best become the best at what they do? Well, the answer is practice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really true. They say anybody who's an expert in their field has 10,000 hours under their belt. And I knew this from growing up and playing piano. I took lessons from the time I was 4 to about 24. And the years that I practiced an hour a day, I was excelling and progressing like no other. But when I started going back down to like half an hour a day or skipping a few days in between, there's a drastic difference. And then in my same masterclass, I had kids that were practicing 2 to 3 hours a day, and everyone thinks they're a prodigy. That's not true at all. They were putting their time in. And so this is true for any facet of your life. Like anything you want to be better at, you just have to practice that. When I started my business, I was horrible at it. My demos were boring. They were very intellectual and just fact-driven. Now I just go in the room and see who can I serve, who can I help. You know, I really speak to them and get to know their stories, and I listen to them. And training camp also talks about a different way of looking at things with focus, like, you know, having telescopic vision for your life and where you want to go. But then how do you get to those dreams? You actually have to have that microscopic vision and do those daily needs that you have to do every day to get a little bit better each day.
Talk about microscopic vision.
Microscopic vision is, so I have a goal of retiring my husband in about a year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a telescopic view. I see that. I see a crystal clear vision of him being home with my boys and I at 10 a.m. on a Monday. We call it Monday Fun Day, and my husband's always at work. It's not fair for him. And so that's my telescopic vision. It couldn't be any more clear, but I'll never get there unless I have microscopic focus. And so every day I know I need to do little things very religiously to get closer to my bigger goals. And I am committed to those, you know.
What are some of those things?
Some of those things in my business is being a good consultant, which means following up with my clients and seeing how I can help them. It means following up with the teammates that I've actually taught to run an Arbonne business. And if they are having a hard time with something, mentoring them on a daily basis for the ones who are really actually trying hard at it. Getting out there and being in front of new people all the time. You know, I have a goal. I heard somebody say the key to success is to get out of your own head for one, but really get out of your house. No, really. So like getting out of your house every day and meeting new people, which is why I joined our networking group called Successful Thinkers, is because I needed to get out and get out of just the same little bubble of people that I knew all the time. People have so much to offer one another, and I'm not going to find out any of those qualities about other people if I'm sitting at home.
So true.
Yeah, so getting out.
So you met a lot of those people, and have you been able to help a lot of those people?
I feel like I have, yeah, and they have helped me too, because in a group like that, we are sharing resources, because we're not about companies left and right and business card shuffles and, you know, trying to talk to as many people as you can about your business. We don't even do that in our networking group until we're on a one-on-one basis. So I find a lot of value from that particular group, because we come to share things that we've learned. We talk about some of the books that have changed our lives. We talk about some of the people that we've heard speak, you know, and I get a lot of value out of that. And I feel like I can bring a lot of value to people with that as well.
So you being a mentor, do you get mentored yourself
Absolutely.
To this day? And what does that mentoring what does it include, and how does it help you mentor others?
You know, we've heard it a million times. School is never out for the pro. And I noticed this last weekend. I earned a spot at a leadership retreat with my company called the Servant's Heart Retreat in Oklahoma by some of our executive national vice presidents in our company. And their job is to serve us and mentor us. And we have top income earners in our company in this room. There are about 330 earners. And do you know what every single one of those top income earners were doing? They had their notebook out and they were taking notes as fast as they could, because they know that school is never out for the pro. They want to glean that information from their mentors. And even them, they are looking above for mentorship too. So my job is to collect all the mentorship I get and then turn around and teach it to somebody else. And I love that circle, and I want to do that my entire life. Always learn, but then turn around and teach.
So do you have classes?
Do we have classes?
Do you have classes? Do you do classes? Have you thought about doing classes?
No, not classes. I do leadership calls with my team, and I have monthly coaching with my mentors.
Okay. And you've been able to see a lot of people grow from the stuff that you've been able to share with them?
Mm-hmm. And we do. We have a strong personal growth policy in our team in Arbonne. Like, it is requested that you're actually reading and talking to your mentor about what you're reading. If something's not speaking to you when you're reading, I ask my business partners that I work right alongside with to be honest with me. If they're not loving it, I listen to where they're coming from at that point in their life and in their business, and I recommend something else. I don't want somebody to get stuck on a book that doesn't serve them or speak to them at that time. So I just become a really good listener, and based on what they tell me, I know where to point them next. And the only reason I know how and where to point them is because I'm a student and I have read the things that I'm about to request that they read.
Now, how can you better help somebody that has health issues? Do they come to you with what their health issues are, and then you walk them through what's good for them to partake of and what to avoid? Mm-hmm. How do you work with somebody that has health, like myself, health issues? I know you've walked with me through the store, but mm-hmm. let's say somebody like an older person would come to you and that they would have a need. How would you go about helping them so that they can be better with their health and stuff?
That's a great question. The first thing I do is I get to know them. I ask them a bunch of questions. I ask them, in a given week, what's your lifestyle like? What do you eat on a given day? You know, how many times a week do you eat out? And I tell them from the very beginning, I am not a nutritionist. I am not a doctor. I am simply a foodie who loves real food. I could talk about food all day long in recipes and websites. But I do. I look at where they're coming from and listen to any of their medical needs and let them know, hey, you know, I am not a medical professional and I cannot give you any medical advice, but here's what's worked for myself and my clients, and I will give you all of the product ingredient sheets to take to your doctor and make sure that this is okay for your lifestyle and your, you know, your conditions, whatever. But then I walk through what they would be willing to eat. You know, we have a whole foods plan that is good for anyone out there, you know. And our supplements are just in addition to eating those whole foods 80% of the time. You know, 20% of the time, I still have my red wine, I still have cheese, but 80% of the time, we are eating on that spectrum of really good foods that fuel our bodies. But I'm very upfront with them and tell them that I am not a doctor or any medical kind of background at all. But I've just been a really good listener, and I have seen so many improvements, even with people with diabetes, because we have some products that really help balance the blood sugars. So I can share what's helped other people and then give them the knowledge and the tools to take to their doctors themselves.
What about doctors in the field? Most of them don't have a lot of nutritional education, and they put us on medications, mm-hmm. medications that can be helpful, but for the most part aren't. And I'm not trying
Sad
to...
Sad times, I know, I agree.
But
I saw it. I worked in cardiology for 5 years.
Talk about that.
You know, back in the day, they really, a lot of doctors... when they were getting their schooling, and this is from doctors that I have heard this from, it was definitely, it's medicine-based. It was not necessarily holistic-based, you know, looking at it from the whole perspective with nutrition and lifestyle being a big part of it. But even when I worked in cardiology, I saw a lot of them talking about, like, back then, this is years ago, like 12 years ago, but back then they were talking about the Mediterranean diet, you know, and that was smart because it had healthier fat. And, you know, before people were so afraid of fat like I was, you know, so they were starting even about a decade ago. And so now I'm hoping that when they are going through their schooling, it will be more holistic approached. And a lot of doctors are going more holistic bound.
Really?
And they're having more of a homeopathic side to their practices. And I think that's really helpful.
But don't you think that doctors that do that in a roundabout way are kind of losing? And the reason why I'm saying that is because a lot of medical doctors get... somebody out there, do your research. But a lot of medical doctors out there get kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies that get them to push their medications. So why would a doctor not push a medication if he's going to get a kickback for it? And why would he take the time to get somebody to do healthier eating or healthier nutritional stuff when the medication in his mind is what's going to be the thing that's going to work for that person? So he, you know, you see where I'm coming from?
Yep, I saw it for years, but even back then, over 10 years ago, laws were put into place, and I cannot tell you if they were good laws or bad laws, but laws were put into place where drug reps could no longer woo all the doctors and take them to Lakers games and everything like that. Did it used to happen? Absolutely. Does it now? I hope not. There were laws put into place, so that's not supposed to happen anymore, and I feel that doctors should have enough integrity to prescribe prescriptions that the patient needs instead of them needing it from big pharmacy dollars. So you always hope that that's the case, but I think everyone needs that nutrition side.
Now, would you call yourself a nutritionist?
Nope, absolutely not.
But you can help with nutritional ideas mm-hmm. and nutrition ideas. So take the average person out there. What would be some things that you could bring to the table for them? You've already talked about some of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the average person, I would just look at what they're buying. Look at what they're buying on an everyday basis for their families. You know, have them write it down and show me what's in your shopping cart every week, because that's where good health is made, is in the shopping cart purchases.
Okay. And what other things besides that might you throw, or might you be able to do besides that?
I would run them through our 30-day program with Arbonne. Every 30 days, we have a Whole Foods challenge, if you want to call it a challenge. And we teach people to eliminate many of the intolerant or allergenic food groups, especially the acidic ones. So for people who want all in, they actually cut out the three main allergens, which are gluten, dairy, and soy. And also white sugars, refined sugars, vinegars, alcohol, things like that. And the reason we do that is because most people have some type of intolerance to dairy as a whole. Did you have a question on that?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what I was going to say. Continue.
Okay. So yeah, so dairy is a very intolerant ingredient. And maybe somebody doesn't get deathly ill when they have dairy, but most people have some type of intolerance, whether it's just making it more of an acidic environment in your body, or just having, you know, phlegminess, bubbly belly, whatever. And gluten, same thing with that. So many people have an intolerance towards it, and it just causes so much extra inflammation. And I'm not just talking inflammation in your joints and your knees and your hands, inflammation for all of your organs and all of that. And that's what people don't think about. And soy, we just cut that out because, first of all, it's one of the three most common genetically modified ingredients out there. And we don't offer soy as a good solution anymore because it does mimic estrogen in the body. And most people don't need that abundance of estrogen in their body, and nobody needs GMOs anyway. So we cut soy out as well. Refined sugars, there's just better ways. I mean, we have natural sugars like organic pure cane sugar, stevia, raw honey, maple syrup. There's better ways to sweeten things than a fake way, like aspartame and sucralose and Splenda and things like that. And then the reason we cut out things like coffee is because it is acidic. Some people don't do the program full on, so they still have their morning cup of coffee. That's fine. I do, and I think that's okay. But what happens with acidity in the body is that's where illness and disease thrive. If you have an acidic pH, you are going to be more of a sick person in general. And when you have an alkaline system and you have a lot of greens and things that are very alkaline that you eat on a daily basis, and Arbonne's line is very alkaline, and our Whole Foods program that we teach people to shop for at the store, it is also alkaline.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What is alkaline?
Alkaline is the opposite of acidity.
Okay.
So things are either acidic or alkaline.
Okay.
And so the more alkaline foods you eat, the healthier immune system you'll have.
Okay.
And diseases don't live in an alkaline environment. Like cancer thrives in acidic environments. So we just teach people that. And throughout that 30 days, people notice that their skin is better, their stomachs feel better. Weight loss is usually one of the, you know, good side effects. Very few people want to gain weight. We know how to help them as well. So I'm not isolating people that actually need to gain weight a healthy way.
Well, it might be some ways that you might go about helping somebody that's looking at gaining weight.
I'll go into that when I'm done.
Cool.
So the 30-day program is amazing because any age group can do it. And just, you know, watching them redirect their breakfasts from bagels and cereal to, you know, 20 grams of protein in the morning, like within an hour of them waking up, it triples their metabolism. And so we teach them how to make a very well-balanced smoothie. So that's like a given day on the program.
So change from cereal?
Yeah, change from cereal and bagels. I used to eat bagels almost every day in college, and I was never more unhealthy.
Okay.
I think they're fine once, twice a month, but not every day, you know?
Okay.
And so switching that breakfast to having that healthy smoothie just straight out of the gates every morning, you're going to have better energy. We teach people how to make a smoothie with the milk alternatives. So we use unsweetened almond milk. We use unsweetened coconut milk, plain old water. You know, it's free. Ice, you know, if you're not doing the cleanse, I throw a little coffee in my mocha shake sometimes. But, you know, starting your day with that. So we always have some liquid, the vegan protein that we have, our fiber, which really helps. You were talking about diabetics. It really helps balance that blood sugar and keep you full longer. And then the last thing we add to every single smoothie is a healthy fat. This was something I was scared of for 15 years. I would not touch fats. I thought they would make me fat, which was funny because I had never been fatter. But I was deathly afraid of peanuts, almonds, cashews, avocados, olive oil, butter, any of it. I didn't touch any of it. And now I know that you have to have healthy fats in your diet to actually be able to absorb the proteins and the minerals in your things that you're eating. And healthy fats keep you full. You're always hungry and feeling deprived because you're never satiated if you don't have fat in your lifestyle. So that smoothie, not only does it have proteins and good fiber from the fruits or whatever else they're adding, but it has that healthy fat no matter what. So that's their breakfast.
We're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
So ladies and gentlemen out there listening, we're going to take a quick break from the show Christ Today. Hey, I want to give a shout out to a business up in Paradise on the Skyway, Trailhead Adventures. Jim Brochures, who is a good friend, he's got a business up there. It's called Trailhead Adventures, and he is a biker. He's involved with a lot of different things. He has a really nice shop up there on the Skyway. I'm not sure the exact address on the Skyway, but it is on the Skyway. It's before you get to the Bank of America, I believe. And anyways, he is very much into health himself and into helping people out there to exercise and be fit and do what they like to do as far as biking and cycling and stuff goes. And today this show is being brought by him. And why don't you stop by and let him know that you heard of his business on KKXX. Also, another shout out goes to Studies of Grace and Faith. And I want to thank them for what they've been able to do in my life. And if you guys are looking to hear more about Grace and Faith, or maybe you're not into a church, maybe you're looking for a fellowship, maybe you're looking for a different place in a church to go to, we meet at the Best Western Hotel on Saturday mornings. And we meet, not Saturday mornings, excuse me, we're on Saturday morning today, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Best Western Hotel by Kmart. And right afterwards, we have lunch, but we do a lot of study on different books in the Bible and pertaining to grace and faith. And really talking about saved by grace and not by our works, not by our own human efforts of trying to do anything to please God. But he's already pleased with us for who we are. And I want to say thank you to anybody out there listening today. And if you have something that you'd like to share or call up or talk with me about, if you like today's program and you want to give me some feedback, feel free to do that. The number here at the station is 894-7325. But my number, my cell phone number is 332-0826. 332-0826. Remember, I come to you to bring encouragement, to bring informative information, just as our show today is very informative. And I hope you're getting something out of it, and I hope you're enjoying it. And I really want to encourage you to keep listening. And if you have something you want me to possibly talk about on the air, feel free to call and let me know. So listeners, thank you for your time, and we're going to get back to the program. All right, Jim, we've got a few minutes. We've got about 15 minutes to go. So share some other stuff that you maybe haven't talked about yet.
Okay. I'll finish up with the rest of the day in like one of our 30-day programs. So we'd start with that smoothie. Midday snack, we make these protein bites just out of local raw honey and organic peanut butter or almond butter, the protein and some brown crispy cereal. It's a great snack because it's not just a granola bar that you're going to find in the store that's loaded with sugar, because you can actually control the ingredients when you make these bites. And I can tell you that kids absolutely love them. And it's good because it has protein and fat right in it. And then for lunch, you know how I was talking about that one night or day a week where you actually have that meal prep time?
Mm-hmm.
My fridge is always stocked. We always have some grilled veggies, some grilled meats, whatever, left over from when we were cooking. And we'll use those during our lunch. So I'll throw some of those sliced grilled meats or veggies over a salad, or I'll throw them over these little quinoa brown rice pouches that we get at Costco that are pre-cooked. So that's lunch. It's really easy. Need some flavor. We add some of like the Bragg's liquid aminos to them. Afternoon snack, we have this B vitamin green tea drink called an Arbonne Fizz drink. And so we put this powder in our waters and we sip on it, and it gives us that gentle boost that a lot of us need in the afternoon. I'm a mom of two boys. I get so tired around 2 or 3. And back in the day when I was working in offices full time, what would I do at 2 or 3? I would go get an iced coffee. It probably had 50 grams of sugar. It was very acidic. I had already had coffee that morning, and it didn't do anything for me. It didn't help my health. It just gave me a major up and then a crash right around 3:30 or 4. And all that sugar didn't do me any good. I don't know how many calories they used to have. I don't want to know. So this fizz drink is really helpful for that. And right there with the B vitamins in it, there's that extra boost of mental clarity in the afternoon, which I think a lot of us need after lunch. And then dinner time, we just, you know, it's, you've heard it for years, a sensible dinner. But our dinner plate looks so much different now. You know, my clients, I'm teaching them how to use a smaller plate for one. We don't need these massive platters for our dinner. So we eat on what's considered like a medium plate, and it's half full of veggies, you know, and then it has a quarter of your plate are your proteins, your meats, whatever, grass-fed beef, organic chicken, fish, whatever you prefer. And then an eighth of the plate is your carbs, like your brown rice pasta, your quinoa, stuff like that. And an eighth of your plate is fats. You know, that's where you have your olive oil, all of your coconut oil, whatever. But that's kind of a, and if you need a sweet treat after, we have these little fit chews that have a few Ayurvedic herbs in them to kind of give you that sweet tooth craving, but they also are mood boosters because we use really smart herbs like rhodiola that help with mood. But nobody on the plan feels deprived. We're eating real food. I just had an awesome lunch. My dinner has, you know, grass-fed hamburgers, hamburger patties with some butternut squash roasted in the oven. My kids love it because it's real food. It's not mac and cheese. When we want mac and cheese, we make it out of brown rice pasta instead and make your own type of cheese sauce. So, you know, it, you just have to learn how to remake some of your foods, and then you are more able to stay on a program like that. And people that go through the program, you know, the most strict way, the women often lose anywhere from about 10 to 14 pounds, and the men often lose, gosh, 10 to 20, really. But a lot of people don't do it for weight loss. I already lost the 30 pounds I wanted to lose over the last 4 years, and it didn't take long. It really was a matter of like 4 or 5 months. And don't get me wrong, I had a whole nother baby and gained another 50 pounds. But after that, I just got straight back into our routine, and it took about another 5 months to get the 50 pounds off because I just went back to the smoothie in the morning, the really great homemade lunch, the normal dinners, the fizz sticks. You know, it's just, I don't do well on deprivation. A lot of people don't know this, but I grew up and my parents thought of me as such a perfect eater that I had to closet eat instead. So when they would go to bed, that's when I would raid the cupboards and eat pieces of bread and half a bag of chips. They never knew it. I was proclaiming this no fat, low fat thing, but I was so hungry and my body was so malnourished because I was just eating all these empty carbs that were just food-like substances that I just had no satiation. So I had to go to these foods instead. And it took forever to get past that. I don't even think I got a handle on my food issues until about 4 years ago when I finally started putting some protein back in my life, especially in the morning. And so I don't want people listening to this to think I'm some perfect eater. I've just learned better. I went through 15 years of eating low fat and got at least 20 years of dealing with food issues like binging and, you know, anorexia and things like that, where I would make rules for myself to be really vulnerable. I would make rules for myself and say, okay, I need to get a handle on this food thing so bad that I can only allow myself to eat if somebody else is there, like present, seeing me. And then I would obsess over calorie counting and all of that. What a waste of your brain to have to focus on calorie counting every day. I would blow it by noon.
Calorie counting.
Yeah. No, I would blow it every day by like noon or one. I'd have my little mental tally going or my little notepad in my bag. And if I didn't want to, if I ate out of control, I was not going to write it down that I just ate 1,000 calories worth of chips. So then I would stop writing for the day and I would just start all over the next day. And it was a vicious cycle for my brain. So I don't want people to have to count calories, count points. There's just no point, you know. If you eat a lifestyle that has protein and fat in it, you won't have to count calories.
Consistency really counts, right?
It does, yeah.
You know, I want to talk about something else.
Sure.
I want to ask you another question. You were not even prepared for this probably, but think about it as I get ready to ask you it. The Bible says that we are the temple. It says to take care of the temple. And we also need to be feeding our spirits, which you do that through the mentorship, through the study that you do in the book of, in the Bible and stuff. Do you think that spiritual eating, and how would you encourage people out there to watch their spiritual diet as well as their physical diet? Because I know a lot of people are out there, they're saying, you know, this is a Christian program, and it is, and we're giving a lot of people information today, but maybe something in regards to encouraging them with a spiritual diet as well as a physical diet. And maybe what can they focus on more, maybe in regards to, because let's say a person out there like myself has a hard time financially, where can we start in bettering our health physically?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're talking about a spiritual diet, I think what I went through was asking for help in that area. Like a couple years ago when I was saying I was lacking those few things, my spiritual diet was empty. So I sought things out. I asked somebody I didn't know very well for help. I invited myself into her house and asked her for guidance. That was very unlike me. You know, so for your spiritual diet, get out of your own way and ask for help in that area if you're not thriving in that area. I still have so many unknowns when I go to Bible study every week. I think, should I be here? I don't know some of these stories. I don't know most of these stories that these women are talking about, but I'm there to learn them. You know, you can't be a good student if you're not in class. So if your spiritual diet is lacking, join something that suits you. You know, shop for different studies, shop for different Bible classes, shop for different churches if you need to. And to answer your second question, for low income, which we're so familiar with here in our county, is just ask for help. Ask me for help. I can. There's so many websites that I refer people to that say how to eat whole foods on a budget. I did a talk about it at our mom's spot about a year ago, just giving them tips on how to do that and how to buy in bulk and use a food saver or, you know, the freezer bags to just stretch your dollar the furthest that you can. You know, shop in season is one of the biggest ones that I try and have people do. If you're not shopping at farmer's market, you're really missing out. If you want strawberries in December, they're not ripe in December. You're getting them from a lab, you know, so really learning, it's as simple as a piece of paper that shows you what's in season based on what time of year it is, and stick to it. It gives you more of the vitamins and minerals throughout the year that you need instead of strawberries 365 days a year. Those aren't in season, you know? So hopefully that helps.
Are you a Costco shopper?
Yes. We spend the majority of our food money at Costco weekly because they do have a gigantic organic section now. And we feed three very hungry boys. My husband and my two boys eat all the time, especially my boys. They're rapidly growing. And we shop at Trader Joe's about once a month and Farmer's Market as often as we can. It's harder for us to get down here to Chico. But when Farmer's Market runs in Paradise from May through October, I think is when it usually goes through, I'm there every week with my kids. And they're buying, they're handing the farmers the money themselves because they know that it takes hard work to be able to pay for the food that we love. And so they always ask, can I pay them for the peaches? Can I pay them for the nuts? And I always do let them pick out the stuff that's in season and bring their own bags and stuff.
So you really are a firm believer in supporting the local farmers market.
Mm-hmm.
But is everything at the local farmers market, is everything out there good, or does some of it need to be carefully watched and carefully picked over? Because I mean, there's some farmers out there that may have some stuff that's got pesticides and stuff on it. So what would you share with somebody, or how might you give somebody a way to look at what they get at the farmers markets?
Sure. I mean, we have certified farmers markets, so there's criteria that they have to follow to even be there. But what I recommend and what we teach people is to talk to the people that are there. Talk to those vendors and the farmers. Ask them what their farming practices are. And if you want to go to their farm, go to their farm. I think it's such a great way. And we have Grub and CSA here, and those are the local, I don't know what it's called. It's off the tip of my tongue right now. But it's where you can sign up for that monthly vegetable and fruit. I think Abundant Harvest is another one.
Mm.
So you can sign up for the weekly box, and it's all local and it's all in season. You can get a half box or a full box, and that's a really cool way to eat in season too.
Where do you go to do that?
It's listed online. You could type in Grub, Chico Grub, or AbundantHarvest.com.
And that's like fruits and vegetables already prepared for people to go pick up and just...
They're already picked and in a box, and you never know what you're going to get every week. And in the box, they give you recipe sheets, too.
Is that free, or does that cost?
No, it costs. It's a monthly subscription. But it's the same money you would have spent at Farmer's Market anyway, and you just go pick it up at the designated times that they set up per company. It's a good way to teach you how to eat in season if you're not good at eating what's in season. You're always stuck in a rut eating the same four vegetables all year long.
And do you eat a lot of salads, or what do you feel about certain types of salads?
We do. Yeah, we don't eat. I mean, we eat salads that bring value to our health. You know, we eat a lot of mixed field greens, and I love arugula, and my husband doesn't, so I don't buy big bulk things of arugula. But we eat a lot of mixed greens and a little bit of kale. Kale is excellent for you, but we don't love it yet, so I don't use it in as many recipes as a lot of people do. But we love spinach. And we also really love romaine, which doesn't have as much nutritional value, but it's still really great crunch, and it's better for you than icebergs. So we do a lot of blended salads and a lot of stuff on them, you know, hard-boiled eggs, really good nuts, and some dried fruits like cranberries and stuff.
Well, that's cool. So anything else that you'd like to add before we end today's program? Anything on your heart that you haven't yet shared?
Really just ask for help, you know? That's one thing that's been a resonating message with me since last January, a year ago, is growing up in a house where I hated asking for help, you know? If you need help financially, ask, you know? There's things out there that can make you live an abundant life that you get to control the time of, and that's my favorite thing on the planet, is getting to teach people how to do that and just really learn that we are made for greatness and not to live a mediocre life. Sitting behind a desk wasn't serving me. I loved some of my coworkers at many of my jobs before, but I knew I had a greater purpose, and now I'm fulfilling it. Now I get to mentor. Now I get to be a student. Now I get to be present with my kids every day. And this all came about because I was daring enough to jump out on a limb and start my business with this wonderful mentor named Mo. I was scared. It wasn't a fit for me. I was a college professor and an office worker bee. How on earth can I go sell protein and lipstick, you know? But it wasn't about that. It was really about getting out of my comfort zone and just teaching people how to take toxins out of their life. So if you need a change in your family, ask. I can help people with that.
And you help people with skincare stuff too? Give a little bit of a brief, quickly on skincare.
Yeah, so we in Arbonne, we have skincare from babies to the grave, literally like baby line, acne line, men's line, women's line, teen line, you know, everything anti-aging. But it's a pure form of it. Instead of mineral oil and petroleum and parabens, all those things that are cancer-causing, we don't use any of those because Arbonne's from nature's garden. And so we use the best of what's already out there instead of being, you know, a hazardous chemical like formaldehyde and all of the other toxins that are out there in products every day here in the U.S.
Well, listeners, I hope this has been encouraging. I hope this has been informative. Our guest has taken the time out of a busy day to come and share with you, and she has shared quite a bit. Any quotes of the day that you like to leave with our listeners? You were talking about quotes of the day before we came
sure.
on the air.
Yeah. One of them that always resonates with me that I love is, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. So really listen to that voice in your head. Believe every day that you can. You can do whatever you want, but you just have to really put that faith out there and believe it.
That's true. That makes a lot of sense. Knowing what, and it basically boils down to, do you want to or do you not want to? If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you're not going to. I know this because I'm 43 and I'm coming to some decision making in my life about trying to do some changes. And Jen, you've been a help to me.
Thank you.
So let's say somebody out there wants your help today. Let's say somebody out there needs to talk with you. How do they get in touch with you?
You can call me. My cell phone is 530-864-1211. And you can leave me a message with what part of your life that you would like my help with. And the second way is to email me. I get back to my email daily. And I can post this on Curtis's website, but it is jenbrooks14 with some periods in it. So it's jenn.brooks, which is brooks.14@gmail.com. And if you need help going over some Whole Foods ideas, I can help you. If you need help with your family finances and how to make a change for yourselves and your families, I can help you with that too.
One thing I like to say, I don't have a website yet. I need to get one up. But if you listeners would go to kkxx.com, and if you would go to, I believe there's a Facebook page for Christ Today, or actually a liking for Christ Today, and if you would just put on there whether you like my show or not, that would give me a feedback of how many people are out there really getting something from the program. Well, Jen, it's been a pleasure having you on the air. It's been a real, what were you going to say, something?
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Or one more comment. If anybody has questions or just wants to ask questions, you could email them to me or type those questions on your Facebook page. And then I can get back to you on like how to do something specific that you're wanting. Because I think if you ask it as a whole, then more people will get benefits out of the answers.
Makes sense. My Facebook page would be Curtis Smith. Look for me. You'll see a picture. Like, go to KKXX. There's a picture. There's a deal up there, whether you like my show or not. And it might be something for you to post. I'm going to have a website up real soon. But one thing I want to do is I want to pray us out real quick. Before I do that, next week is going to be a great program. We're going to have on the Esplanade House, Candy and you, Eloise from the Esplanade House. So be prepared to listen. Lord, I just pray that you be with our listeners today. Lord, help them to make the right decisions. Help them to do what is best for them and health-wise so they can be prosperous in their health and in their spiritual walk. And Lord, help them to feel free to ask for help if they need help. Help them to be able to look to you for strength and support, Lord. And God, just as you've helped our guest, Jen, Lord, I know you can help them. And Lord, be with them today as they go about how to make the right decisions and what decisions to make. And may we just be a blessing to those that have been out there listening to us today. And we thank you for it, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.